Now, we invited you on the programme earlier to try an experiment in which we said put a handful of nuts into the bottom of a glass jar, half fill it with rice, and then put the lid back on and give it a really good shake. With us is Amalia Thomas. She's a mathematician at Cambridge University. She's actually going to take her research on this subject to Parliament as part of a competition called STEM for Britain. So we are your practice run, effectively, Amalia. You've got your jar of nuts and rice in front of you. Please give it a shake, and then we'll ask the rest of our team to, or panel, to comment.
All right, thank you, Chris. Adam has prepared this jar. Thank you very much. And as you might be doing at home, I'm shaking it really well. So I
Oh, wow, it's worked already.
Yeah, three or four shakes. And can you tell me what you see?
The nuts came on the top.
Yeah, the nuts came to the top.
Yeah.
So this is a phenomenon that happens in granular systems. These are systems that are made of small, solid things, particles, in this case rice and nuts, and it's a very interesting thing that happens in granular systems only, that the large materials will always come to the top. So this is called size segregation.
Would that work, Amalia, if the nuts were really heavy? So if I had ball bearings in there, would it still work?
That is a very good point. Size segregation is only one type. There are other factors which contribute, and one of them is density. So if it's larger but a lot denser, it would still not rise. Another factor is, say, surface properties. So if it's very rough, it will go up faster.
And what's the physics of that? What's actually driving that? Because that was extraordinary. Mm-hmm. All of the nuts are now perched on top of the rice, all of them, and it was within two or three shakes. It was phenomenal. So why does that happen?
Well, that is what my PhD is about. Yeah, this is something that is still not completely well understood. You might think that the smaller particles are more likely to fit into gaps, so they fall. But here we've only got a few big ones and they're pushed upwards. The key to that, and for this I'm going to make an analogy with fluid systems. So say with a mudslide, this would not happen in fluid continuous systems, because in granular systems, forces are not distributed evenly. What that means is that some granules carry a lot of weight and some of them don't carry any weight at all. And the large particles are more likely to carry weights, and therefore they're more likely to be subjected to forces. And as a result, they're levered upwards.
So it's an average thing, and it resolves that on average, you end up with a force being exerted against the big stuff because they're more likely to be pushed somewhere, whereas the small stuff will just slip and slide away and distribute
more
towards
likely,
the bottom.
Yes, to carry weights than small ones.
Where do we see this same science being manifest in the real world?
We see it all the time. We don't know it. This is actually called the breakfast cereal effect. And for this, I stole my housemate's granola.
you really have got
cereals.
A tub of granola.
Yes. So I've got a transparent tub made with a mixture made by my housemate, Emily. In here, she's got granola, she's got peanuts, walnuts, and coconut. Now, if I...
And it's all nicely mixed up at the moment. There's no obvious pattern to any of it.
Out. So I put it on a side and I just give it a little shake, and just with that little shake, I am...
She could eat three different breakfasts with that now, because you've got three different layers in there.
So I put this above my head. Can someone else tell me what they see?
The bigger things come up.
Yeah, and all the coconut has gone to the bottom, and it's the same phenomenon. This is... Sometimes it's a good thing. For instance, this is used in recycling plants when you know that you want the different types of garbage separated. And it's a bad thing, say, in pharmaceutical companies when they want all their active ingredients well mixed. Mm-hmm. One big interesting application is in avalanches, which is where I actually study this phenomenon. Imagine you're a free skier, so you're skiing in the mountains, not going through any specific path, and you get stuck in an avalanche. There's a procedure for that. You have to wear what look like airbags, so that if you're caught in an avalanche, you pull it and you suddenly become a big particle, and then you will rise
and
in the avalanche.
You literally float to the top of the snow.
You will.
Does
just
it
like
work?
The walnuts. Yeah, they do. Then they save lives that way, because like the walnut, you're brought to the top and then you're not crushed by everything else that the avalanche is taking.
So you might
with
be beaten up a bit, but at least you'll be at the top and findable.
And findable, which is key. Yeah.
Superb. Amalia, thank you very much for coming in, doing a wonderful demo and one that we could even eat. It looks delicious.
Thank you, Chris.
Amalia Thomas from the University of Cambridge.